MyAudiobooks.ai presents The Flip, what the Lakers' record $12.5 billion sale is really about. On August 12, 2026, the Los Angeles Lakers were sold for the second time in 14 months. The price was $12.5 billion, the most money ever exchanged for a sports franchise anywhere, and $2.5 billion more than the previous record, a record the seller himself had set 14 months earlier. The seller was Mark Walter, the insurance and investment billionaire who had bought control of the team from the Buss family at a $10 billion valuation barely a year earlier. The buyers were Bob Iger, who retired as Disney's chief executive in March, and Josh Kushner, the venture capitalist whose firm became one of the loudest winners of the artificial intelligence boom. And the deal, by Iger's own account, came together in 3 days. At myaudiobooks.ai, you can listen to deep dive investigations like this one, plus create your own audiobooks from prompts and documents with a single subscription. A record price is a headline. The story is the timing. Walter is selling the most famous basketball team on earth, while federal prosecutors in Manhattan and the Securities and Exchange Commission run parallel investigations into the insurance companies that built his fortune. Investigations his own insurer disclosed in its own statutory filing after two grand jury subpoenas landed in February. His holding company insists there has been no fraud and no fire sale, and no one has been charged with anything. But when a man under that scrutiny converts his crown jewel into roughly $8 billion of clean cash at a 25% markup, 14 months after buying it, the transaction stops being a sports story. It becomes a story about liquidity, legitimacy, and the strangest approval machine in American capitalism, one in which the 30 people who must bless this deal are voting, quite literally, on the value of what they owned. Section 1, the deal that took 3 days. Start with what is actually agreed, because the word sold is doing premature work in every headline. Iger and Kushner have an agreement to purchase Walter's controlling stake, approximately 65% of the franchise, according to ESPN, at a valuation of $12.5 billion. The agreement is not a closing. It must survive due diligence by Thrive Eternal, the new investment vehicle Kushner's firm launched this year, and then approval by the NBA's Board of Governors. The deal is filed with Commissioner Adam Silver. A 9-person advisory finance committee vets the buyers, and at least 23 of 30 owners must vote yes. The next owners' meeting is in September in New York. The courtship happened at extraordinary speed. Iger and Kushner had spent months pursuing a Las Vegas expansion franchise, a bid reported to value a team that does not yet exist at over $12 billion. Then, Iger told the California Post, it was suggested to us that maybe Mark Walter would be interested in selling his stake in the Lakers. The deal came together in 3 days. TWG Global's own later statement confirms the direction of the approach. Mr. Walter was approached by Josh Kushner and his team about this transaction. The public choreography was immaculate. The buyer's joint statement called the Lakers one of the most iconic sports franchises in the world and promised to build on that foundation, compete at the highest level. Walter's farewell called owning the team one of the great honors of my life and added, tellingly, that it has been an extraordinary investment. Magic Johnson blessed the deal within hours. League officials at the highest levels, The Athletic reported, were simply stunned. CNN reported that Kushner would be the controlling owner, with Iger deeply involved in leadership. Section 2. How a team becomes a $12.5 billion asset. To understand the price, forget basketball and consider the machinery underneath it. The NBA is a closed cartel of 30 franchises. It has not added a team since 2004. There is no relegation, no new supply. And this is the part outsiders miss, a revenue floor set largely by other people's money. The league's national media contracts, signed with Disney, NBC, and Amazon, and running 11 years through the 2035 to 2036 season, are worth roughly $76 billion, close to $230 million per team per year, before a single ticket or jersey is sold. In the first season under the new deals, the partners generated a record $2.1 billion in advertising revenue, up 38%, and the league posted its best viewership in 7 seasons. The Lakers sit at the top of that machine. CNBC's official 2026 valuations, published in February, ranked the franchise third in the league at $10 billion, on $565 million of revenue and $158 million of operating earnings, with debt at just 4% of value. Do the arithmetic on the new price, and it is roughly 22 times revenue and nearly 80 times operating profit, multiples that would be absurd for any normal business and are merely the clearing price for the rarest asset in American sports. The record ladder now reads Lakers at $12.5 billion, the Seattle Seahawks at $9.6 billion, the Boston Celtics at $6.1 billion, the Washington Commanders at just over $6 billion, the Phoenix Suns at $4 billion. The Lakers beat their own sports record, set only last year, by $2.5 billion and lapped the NFL's by nearly $3 billion. Two details are worth pausing on. The first is that the Lakers do not own their building. Crypto.com Arena belongs to the Anschutz Entertainment Group. The most expensive franchise purchase in history is, in part, a $12.5 billion tenancy. The second is that Walter helped build the floor he is now selling through. After taking control, his organization hired aggressively around general manager Rob Pelinka and hunted new revenue in jersey patches and sponsorships. Los Angeles sports assets are being repriced in real time. The Angels went to Stan Kroenke at $4 billion the same month, and the Lakers are the index. Section 3, the seller's problem. Now the other half of the story. Mark Walter's fortune sits in a holding company, TWG Global, which controls his stake in Guggenheim Partners, a firm overseeing $362 billion, and through the Group 1001 Insurance Complex, two annuity writers, Delaware Life and Clearspring Life and Annuity, which together manage about $85 billion of retirement money. The sports empire everyone can see, the Dodgers, a stake in Chelsea, the entire Professional Women's Hockey League, the Cadillac Formula One team, the Sparks, was built on a balance sheet nobody could. In February of this year, Delaware Life and Clearspring each received a grand jury subpoena. We know this not from a leak, but because Delaware Life said so itself in its first quarter statutory statement, a routine insurance filing that reads, in note 2, like a confession wearing a suit. In February 2026, the company and its affiliate, Clearspring Life and Annuity Company, received grand jury subpoenas in connection with an investigation being conducted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission is conducting a parallel investigation, the filing states. The company initiated an internal investigation to review its affiliated and related party disclosures, and through the internal investigation, errors were identified relating to the identification and presentation of certain related party investments, private credit investments that were, in the filing's own words, predominantly contingent on the performance of related parties. The scale of those errors is what Bloomberg and the Wall Street Journal have been assembling since July. After the subpoenas, Delaware Life revised the share of its invested assets classified as affiliated with other Walter entities from 3% to 42%. Bloomberg put the affiliated total above $17 billion. The Journal reported that roughly $16 billion of loans reached Walter-connected businesses through 4 intermediaries: ABS Capital, Amistad Financial, Bradford Allen, and Hudson Trading, a structure prosecutors are examining for whether it concealed related party exposure from insurance regulators. The probe began with a whistleblower complaint about revenue booking at Guggenheim Investments, the Journal reported. Last September, FBI agents executed a search warrant aboard a private plane in Chicago and seized Walter's phone and computer. The consequences have arrived on a weekly drumbeat. S&P moved Delaware Life's outlook to negative in July, while affirming its A-minus rating. Group 1001 has filed a plan with Delaware's insurance department to eliminate all affiliated exposures. And Delaware Life agreed in August to exchange up to $6.5 billion of related party investments for independent assets. Two banks, Truist and Fifth Third, have paused selling its products. A $10 billion capital raise between TWG and Abu Dhabi's Mubadala is frozen while the probe runs. And the Journal has reported that Walter, 66, suffered a stroke in 2024, his fitness to lead now a topic inside his own empire. TWG's response, issued August 26th, is the company's fullest public defense. Despite what has been reported, there has been no fraud, the statement said. There is no victim here. No one has been harmed, and no one has claimed they were harmed. The company said it is not looking to sell its sports assets at fire sale prices, pointed to the Lakers deal as proof, a 25% premium to the price paid by Mr. Walter less than a year ago, hardly a fire sale, and stated flatly of the Dodgers, the team is not being sold and no sale process has been initiated. All of that may be true. Nothing here is investment advice or a legal conclusion. No charges have been filed, and investigations of this kind regularly end without any. But a company unwinding billions in affiliated assets, losing distribution partners, and watching a $10 billion raise stall is a company for which roughly $8 billion of clean, unencumbered cash is not a luxury. It is oxygen. At myaudiobooks.ai, we track the primary documents behind the headline deals, filings, statements, and the numbers beneath them. Narrated. Section 4. The original angle. Everyone who votes gets paid. Here is what the coverage has danced around. The NBA's approval process asks 30 team owners to vote on whether a competitor franchise may change hands at $12.5 billion. But every one of those 30 voters owns an asset whose value is set by exactly this kind of comparable sale. A yes vote does not just admit Iger and Kushner to the club. It remarks every team in the league upward. And it raises the benchmark against which the coming Las Vegas and Seattle expansion fees will be priced. Expansion fees are split among the existing owners. The Board of Governors is, in effect, a room of 30 shareholders being asked to approve a dividend. And the dividend is the record price itself. Josh Harris, who owns the 76ers and the Commanders and votes on this deal, went on television and said the Lakers are worth every bit of $12.5 billion. Of course he did. His own team's paper value rises with the comp. That is why record prices in sports always pass. And it is why the interesting question is not whether the league approves the buyers, but what each side actually bought. Kushner's side is the AI boom made flesh. Forbes calculated in August that his personal fortune tripled this year to $17 billion on the back of Thrive's stakes in OpenAI and SpaceX, with the firm's assets swelling past $65 billion from $23 billion at the end of 2024. Venture marks are opinions. A century-old franchise with a $76 billion media contract is a fact. Thrive Eternal, the same vehicle that floated the aborted $20 billion FIFA commercialization plan in July before European soccer revolted, is the instrument converting one into the other. Iger's side is stranger and smarter. He's the man who priced the product. For two decades running Disney, he sat across the table buying the very media rights whose scale now justifies this valuation. Nobody alive has a better informed view of what basketball content is worth, and he is spending his own money on The Answer. And the seller? Lee Steinberg, the agent who has watched sports ownership for 5 decades, asked the right question aloud. It can't just be for the premium of $2.5 billion, although that's a massive premium, a year later. Correct. It is not the premium. It is the exit. Walter assembled his Lakers position at a $5 billion valuation in 2021 and a $10 billion one in 2025. He exits at 12.5, while his insurers unwind $6.5 billion of affiliated paper under federal supervision. The sale converts his most liquid trophy into cash that no subpoena can characterize, at a price his holding company can brandish as vindication. Hardly a fire sale, and that is precisely the point of it. We made a version of this argument from the opposite direction in our recent reading of a $25 billion private fund's Form D. The largest pools of American money now operate with the least disclosure. The Lakers saga is what happens when that opacity collides with the one asset class that trades in daylight. Section 5. The end of the bus era. Underneath the billions, a family is ending. Jerry Buss bought the Lakers in 1979 for $67.5 million in a package that included a hockey team, an arena, and a ranch. Under the family's stewardship, the franchise won 11 of its 17 championships and became the league's glamour asset. When Jerry died in 2013, the team passed into a trust for his 6 children, with Jeannie Buss as governor, the league's title for a team's controlling owner, a role she has held ever since. The family's exit is being executed under a clause and contested under a court order. The clause is a tag-along right written into the 2025 sale to Walter. When Walter sold his majority, the Buss Trust could attach its remaining 17.8% at the same price. On August 17th, 5 of the 6 siblings, Johnny, Jimmy, Janie, Joey, and Jesse, voted to exercise it, issuing a statement that they were united and that it was time to use this opportunity to move on and exit gracefully while we still can. At $12.5 billion, that 17.8% is worth roughly $2.2 billion. ESPN reported that several siblings had nursed a grievance since the Walter sale, feeling misled by Jeannie and pressured into a rushed vote in June of 2025. Jeannie Buss abstained and then went to war. Through her attorney, Adam Streisand, she declared the siblings' vote void, invoking a 2017 court resolution of the family's last civil war, which, her side contends, bars any sale without approval by the co-trustees, i.e. Jeannie, Janie, and Joey Buss. Streisand demanded the family make clear publicly that Jeannie Buss is the controlling owner of the Los Angeles Lakers and take no action on this supposed vote, threatened contempt and injunctions, accused 2 brothers of leaking false, defamatory, and pernicious information, and said ESPN falsely reported the sale. Her stake in the outcome is not merely sentimental. NBA rules require a governor to hold at least 15% of a team, and her arrangement with Walter had her in the governor's chair through roughly 2030. If the tag-along closes, the chair goes with the shares. A person familiar with her thinking told CNN she prefers to keep the stake for its value and the role. The greatest show in family business is ending the way it lived, in court. Section 6. What to look for next. The first signal is the September owners' meeting in New York, the vote's timing, any conditions attached, and whether anyone on the finance committee so much as asks about the seller's probe or the family's litigation before waving through a record comp. The second is a Los Angeles courtroom. If Streisand files for the injunction he is threatening, the 2017 trust ruling becomes a public document, and the fate of the 17.8% turns on its text. The third is the probe itself, charges or a quiet declination, execution of the Delaware insurance plan and the $6.5 billion asset exchange, any further bank pauses on the Truist and Fifth Third pattern, and the insurer's year-end statutory statements, where this story documents itself. The fourth is Abu Dhabi. If the $10 billion Mubadala raise closes, the pressure narrative deflates. If it dies, watch the Dodgers, because Patrick Soon-Shiong has already said he is interested. The fifth is expansion. Whether Las Vegas or Seattle fees clear $7 or $8 billion now that the Lakers have reset the benchmark, a number the same 30 owners will also vote on. And the sixth is basketball. Who actually runs the franchise when the papers are signed? Whether Pelinka survives, and what Jeannie Buss's exit package, if it comes to that, looks like. Section 7, the broader pattern and open question. The broad pattern is that the trophy franchise has become the reserve currency of paper fortunes. Consider the arc of this single asset, $67.5 million in 1979 to $12.5 billion in 2026, a compound rate just under 12% a year for nearly half a century, before counting a dollar of profit. In a decade when software wealth can triple in a year and evaporate in a quarter, the scarce, contracted, community-anchored franchise is where new money goes to become old. Kushner is converting AI marks into permanence. Iger is converting knowledge into equity. And Walter, whatever else is true, is demonstrating the asset class's deepest selling point. Even its distressed sellers exit at records. The second pattern is about whose money buys the public's culture. An insurance empire built on annuity float bought two of Los Angeles's teams. Regulators now ask whether the float and the trophies were properly separated, and the answer is being negotiated, asset by asset, in a Delaware insurance department and a Manhattan grand jury room. The probe will decide whether that gap was a footnote or a liability. Which leaves the open question the season will answer. What is the most famous team in basketball actually worth? To a seller who needs cash, to buyers who need a legacy, and to a family that cannot agree on whether to let go. The price says $12.5 billion. The vote comes first, the courtroom second, and the grand jury last. The Buss family took 47 years to build the most valuable asset in sports. The market just decided it could change hands in 3 days. At myaudiobooks.ai, you can create fiction, nonfiction, and turn your documents into audio, all stored in one place with a single subscription. Plus, get instant access to thousands of audiobooks and deep dive investigations. Learn more today at myaudiobooks.ai. This concludes the audiobook narration. Thank you for listening.